All right, so can we do a call to order?
Calling the meeting of the EDC to order. It is 6:05.
And then roll call.
Chairman Brown,
Present.
Commissioner Chaplunkar, Commissioner Murr,
Present.
Commissioner Carolyn, Commissioner Gottlieb, and Executive Director Mallinson. And absent is Commissioner Bringle and Commissioner Adam Wild,
Who's new?
who's
Adam's
also new,
new,
and
whatever.
Ori.
On the team. Any public comment? Great. Yeah.
I'm Margie Secunder, River Oaks Drive. A couple housekeeping things real quickly. On your packet, the minutes from May 6th have the wrong year on those, all the way through at the top and the heading. And there's also no vote on adjournment at the end. Also, Commissioner Chaplunkar, we can't hear you on audio. So the last audio, we couldn't hear your comments. I think it's a function maybe of turning it on and off. I don't really know. Also, West Suburban on Lake Street facility, is that an opportunity for the EDC to look at? I go by there, there are no cars in the parking lot. Might be an opportunity for us to look at something, whatever you all do development wise. And then regarding Lake and Lathrop, there were comments from, I think, Assistant Administrator Ducey that Lake and Lathrop is private land. But I'm not sure that's true. It was subordinate. The village's interests were subordinated in that land. But the village contributed $2 million from the Town Center to TIF money. 70 to 80% of that should have gone to schools, as well as the property tax and sales tax, since it would have been developed, which is foregone. I want to thank you all for your August 13th insistence on input into the developer selection for Madison Street. I appreciate that you all were interested, that you commented publicly, that you wanted input into it. I regret you did not get that. August 25th, the board reviewed in the app with the absence of two trustees and selected the two finalists. Instead of having you review it, EDC reviewed it after the selection. So I think we got the cart before the horse on that one, but I appreciate you all encouraging that and pushing for that. And Chairman Brown, your stamp on the development in the last conversation that it's good for the village. There are many who disagree with that. I think that's a personal opinion you might have, and you might encourage in the future stating that that's your personal opinion. Thank you. Do you want this off?
Sure. Okay. Any other public comments? Anything that was sent up? Great. Approval of minutes.
Can we have a motion and a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Wait, I need a
Oh,
second.
yeah. We didn't get it first.
Oh, first.
Move to approve the minutes.
There you go. Thank you. Commissioner Murray, you're seconding.
Wait, hold up. Sorry, Ori, you can't approve them. I don't think you
Yes, you
were.
can.
You can?
Yep.
Okay,
So
good.
everyone is allowed to vote on the minutes, regardless of their attendance at the
Oh.
meeting that was discussed, because as a chairman or as a commissioner, we have the expectation, due to having the minutes recorded and provided to you before the meeting, that you have the opportunity to
Okay,
review. So if you feel
fair enough.
comfortable, you can.
All right, thank you. I like the go get 'em attitude.
Thank you. And I did notice myself that it was 2025, and that was my Scribner's error. So that will be corrected in
Okay.
the minutes.
Yeah, no worries.
Very good. By a voice vote, can we have a all in favor to pass the minutes?
Aye.
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 Aye. By a voice vote, that motion passes. Thank you.
All righty. Introduction of commissioners. Now we have I think it still makes sense to go around. Since we still have some new people. Tim's not here. But if we could go around and maybe I'll start, just give you kind of a quick little background of who we are. We're missing Walter. Is it Adam or Walter?
Adam Wild.
Adam Wilde. Now I'm going to get that wrong every time. All right, we're missing Adam. Something came up at the last second, and Tim, but everyone knows Tim. I'll start. My name is Kyler Brown. I grew up in Oak Park. I moved to River Forest in my high school years, and then moved away, moved back when I started having kids. I now have three boys and my wife, Julie. We live on Thatcher. My oldest is at college, now back, and I have two boys in high school. I do this, volunteer other places, coach, and I'm work at Huntington Bank as a commercial lender. So, and I like gardening. Yeah, I don't know. Throw that in there. I enjoy it. I've been on this commission for probably like 5 or 6 years. I've been head of it for the or chairman for the last two. So that's me. Melissa?
The light's not coming on, but I am still amplified. My name is Melissa Mallinson. I am the executive director of the Oak Park River Forest Chamber of Commerce for the past month. I have served on the staff since last spring, spring 2025, and I'm also a River Forest resident on Franklin, 100 Bockliff Franklin, with my husband and our two kids who are in River Forest schools. And I am. I acknowledge that the chamber representation is a non-voting position on the board, but I'm glad to be here to represent the small businesses within the our community areas and my feelings as a resident.
Thanks,
thank you.
We're happy to have you guys and the chamber. You guys have been awesome partners.
Hi, I'm Liz Meir. I've been on the board, joined towards the end of last year. I live on the zero block of Park Avenue, right off Madison. We have two girls who go to Lincoln. I also recently purchased a company in the last year, small business. And what was the other? Oh, I'm Girl Scout leader for two Girl Scout troops. Yeah, I think that's about it. Awesome. We've been living in River Forest for about 8 years now.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, Milwaukee.
Okay.
Where it all started. But I've made a very large tour around the U.S. and here we are.
Nice. Ori's our new, am I pronouncing it correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So my name is Ori Gottlieb. I've been a resident of River Forest for 23 years. I have three sons. They all went through Willard, Roosevelt, and then OPRF High School. One is done with college, one is down at the University of Illinois, and one is at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So two of them are home for the summer. My day job is I'm a physician. I'm an anesthesiologist at the University of Chicago, where I've been there for 28 years. I served here on the Comprehensive Plan Commission. It's the last thing I did here.
Nice.
But I've been a public commenter on a few things over the years, safety and traffic and things like that. And I'm excited to be here.
Thanks, Ori. We're happy to have you, for sure.
My name is Matt Carlin. I've been a resident here for 17 years. Got three children. One in college, just came back. Two will be going to high school next year. I'm a commercial real estate broker, and I have one wife. We live here also in River Forest on Ashland Avenue. What am I missing?
Did you say you have one wife?
I want to make sure it was clear.
I'm going to make sure Lisa knows that you were very specific in the amount of wives you have. You do spend a lot of time in Utah.
I only.
It's great.
The one thing I didn't mention is I live on William, close to North Avenue, so along that corridor.
Raj Chiplunkar, 22-year resident. We live on Ashland, the 100 block. Wife, two kids. My daughter goes to OPRF. Son is in the middle school. I've been on the EDC for, this is my second term, I think, so about 5 years. My day job is a patent lawyer.
Okay, me. Yeah. My name is Jessica Spencer. I'm the Assistant Village Administrator. I've worked for River Forest almost 3 years now, but I have been in local government for 12 years since grad school. So I have a lot of municipal experience in similar roles. So I support the EDC, the DRB, the ZBA, and the Plan Commission occasionally, but it hasn't met in a long time. So when the time comes, but otherwise my day job is helping the village administrator, Matt Walsh, run this place. So if you have any questions about the topics on the agenda or conversations that might be a topic on the agenda, that's me. Earlier today, I sent everybody a reminder to complete their Open Meetings Act training. So that's also part of my job, make sure we're all on the same page with legally and understand the function and the ability of the commission here. And then I also oversee the building department and the IT department directly in the on the admin side of things. So if you have any questions, bring it to me and I will, I'm your girl. I'll help you figure it out.
Awesome. So thank you, Ori, thank you for joining us. Adam, when he comes, I'll thank him as well. Really appreciate it. It's obviously a volunteer position. So we appreciate everyone's time coming here. And I just personally like to add, you know, the last thing we're looking for is an echo chamber here. You know, we're here to kind of spit ideas, you know, whatever, you know, the main purpose of the commission is for economic development. So with that in mind, you know, really we new ideas, you know, maybe it's something we've already gone over before. Maybe it's not. But you know, new ideas is what this commission needs. And so don't feel, you know, we're looking for a variety of ideas on all different subjects. So, if you're not uncomfortable bringing it up, well, get comfortable, but if you're not, just let us know and we'll work things out. So we'll do that all over again when Adam, AKA Walter, shows up, next month. I'm not sure I'm here next month, but. Anyways, I don't, maybe we might not even have a meeting in July, right? Because so many
we
people.
Do. It was, so I believe we had it on the official schedule because it's July 1st.
Yeah.
But we understood that being the week, we might have to.
Yeah. See what we have going on.
I think
on.
We could push it to the 8th if we had.
Yeah, I'm gone the 8th. So we'll see. First item that we have here is Chamber of Commerce update. I know we were. All right, I'm going to let you. I'm not going to steal any of your thunder. I thought it was really cool, though.
Okay. Yes, the Chamber of Commerce was pleased to organize the second annual River Forest Business Bash this past Memorial Day after the Memorial Day parade and ceremony, which were organized in partnership between the Park District and the Village. It was a beautiful day, a wonderful event. I estimate attendance between 2,000 and 2,500 people who came. We had a business fair representing 27 different businesses and organizations. Among those, 12 were based in River Forest, 3 were veteran-owned, 5 were student-run. There were 3 food trucks. We had local nonprofit organizations and a really positive experience with strong feedback from all parties. Operationally, the event was smooth. This was the second year for this event, so it was a pleasure to work with Jessica and the other village stakeholders and the Park District and the Kiwanis Club in their coordination. So I think we had some really great synergy in figuring out how to you know most effectively produce this large scale event. So I'm really pleased. Is it who was there? I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was there. Well, my son was one of the students. Yeah, so he I thought it was great. I mean, all those people coming together, just such a wonderful opportunity to take advantage, you know, if you will, of all the people in the neighborhood. I think the Memorial Day Parade is such a neat, you know, small town thing for River Forest. So I thought it was really cool. I thought the parade was excellent. I thought the event was very, very smooth. you might have like more detailed notes, but from like a relative outsider looking in, I thought everything ran very smoothly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thinking about this event and potential for similar events in River Forest from kind of a small business perspective, I think what is really important is having a community like we have that shows up. People come, they want to stay, they want to come and bring a blanket and enjoy a hot dog and an ice cream and a cookie. They want to listen to a band, they want to talk to small business owners, they want to talk with student leaders about what they're doing. So, you know, coming from both the economic development, from the economic development lens, knowing that you have a receptive, supportive citizenship that is going to advocate and celebrate your business is really important. You know, with River Forest and, you know, the layout where we have our varied business districts or areas, it's not formal district, right? I don't know the right language, but the specific language, but, you know, with the way, you know, we have a large, you know, kind of residential footprint and then the business districts kind of throughout different areas, knowing that we can bring people together is an asset. So the community, basically the community engagement has to come hand in hand with business development. Other updates from the chamber, just for anyone who isn't familiar, the Chamber of Commerce is our local business membership organization. We are a 501c6. We are not affiliated with any government. We are an independent organization, but we work closely with our local municipalities and partners around the area to provide resources, support, professional development, marketing and promotional opportunities, and other meet the needs of other small businesses. Our membership is about 550 right now. I should look up the stats of exactly how many are River Forest based businesses. One of the benefits from our partnership with the Village of River Forest is that the village underwrites a free 6-month membership for any new business who files a business license within the village. So that helps new business owners, you know, get access to the network, whatever educational support and other resources that they're looking for to help their business grow and be successful. One of the initiatives that the chamber began last fall in partnership with the Economic Development Commission was a series, the first of what will be a series of quarterly business networking events, get-togethers, after hours with, you know, food, drink, social engagement, and opportunities for business owners to meet one another within the village footprint. So last fall, it was late August or maybe mid-September, somewhere between August and September, hosted at Byline Bank. So in the meantime, since then, the chamber has had a leadership transition and some other shifts. So we look forward to reactivating that initiative. And, you know, it's June, it's the start of summer. So we're thinking about trying for the same sort of timeline, late August or, you know, early to mid September again. So when we have a date and a location secured, we'll, you know, talk together about how we can connect and invite business owners, how we can, you know, help just people feel welcomed, and whether they're home-based businesses, student-based businesses, you know, brick and mortar, retail, restaurant, whatever industry, just the opportunity to get together, to network, to share ideas, to, you know, begin to foment partnerships is a really valuable opportunity within a small, you know, closely knit community like this. So we'll keep in touch about that. My last note, you know, given that I'm new to this group, I want to make sure that I love to, you know, connect with the EDC members and make sure you have my contact information and yours, and then anyone who is interested in more about the activities of the chamber, because I think it's important as the representatives, you know, for everybody to know what types of supports and what the local business ecosystem is like. So I hope that we will be able to kind of provide more information and context around that.
I thought the Byline event was great last year. I think getting the different business owners in one place, like as you said, just to have conversations and to socialize, to network is fantastic. It's something that we've not been doing. I really appreciated the chamber's drive to continue to work on some of these things in River Forest. It's not as easy as Oak Park. You do have to be creative. You know, and I think I thought all of the what was it? 12 home based businesses that were part of the business bash.
That was River Forest based. So some were home based, some were institutions.
I got all my notes up, I think. Sure. But it was great. I mean, just everything you guys are doing. Thank you so much. It's really, really difficult for not only for the village, but also for this EDC meeting, which meets, once a month to do a lot of this. So you guys are such an invaluable partner. So thank you. I look forward to doing the quarterly meetings again. I think that's great. And I love the fact that we're doing home-based businesses and having them involved. There's so many of them. And as someone who was a part of that last business bash, randomly, my kid doesn't want much of my help. He was like, this is really great. I was able to meet a lot of people and he was able to get outreach. I know I talked to some of the other business owners. They felt the same way that they're like, man, I've never seen this many clients. Like, it was really cool. So that's all I had to say.
Yeah. And if I can just kind of add to this, I think that, the bash this year, was really interesting. I walked around and tried to talk to each of the vendors and just, say, hey, how you doing? Or, welcome to the village. I'm the staff person who's here to help you if, mm-hmm. you have questions, whatever. But I think that, this is something that we would really like to capitalize on. I think that I can look at the business registry, like the business licenses and tell you there are a lot of home-based businesses here. And so, I think one thing that would be really interesting for this commission is can we work together to figure out an event and maybe we, not to exclude other businesses, but have a home-based business fair one time or something, and I think that ideas like that coming out of this commission, I think would be really interesting to see and then have you all talk to them. You're representing the village. Let's talk and support about how we can, because I can talk to probably about 100 people at a 2-hour event. Probably not. But, I think having the force multiplier of having everyone here work and work those events, I think that would be really valuable and really help those business owners realize that we do find them valuable too. One thing that Megan and I, or Melissa and I were talking about earlier was, for this next business networking event, since the date isn't selected yet, we would love to have your participation. And if there are, I can send out a doodle poll and see what your availability is. And we'd love to make sure that everybody, as many of us, can be there, just to participate in the event and just float around and meet these businesses. Cause I think that would be really helpful, to help these business owners. Cause that is something that it feels like when we've had the networking events, we've got a lot of the same common businesses that come out together. But we really want to draw out more people. And then maybe a business owner in River Forest. Can you call them and invite them? And, maybe that personal connection means more than just my constant contact email.
Yep.
I think they're actually are listed on the website. And they think they even have a phone number or email address.
Them off because they got spammed.
Oh, great.
But okay. I have it though.
Okay.
And the list on the website shows the company name and the company address if it's a not a home-based business. Yeah. But I have the contact information, so I can get in touch with them. But what I'm, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if you have a, you have a personal contact because he lives in your house,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like, if like, hey, let's pull them together. Cause I think that personal touch might help.
I think that'd be something, I mean, marketing wise, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Mm-hmm. Once we figure out the idea, what it wants to look like, we could even maybe utilize the school. Thinking like a science fair. I'm just trying to think of what space.
Right. That's what I was thinking too. Where though?
Oh, spaces I think we've got buttoned down. I know that I've got contacts at a couple of different the schools.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
That would be open to us after hours. We just have to fit it in between volleyball and basketball and baseball and you know. But I think that the venue is probably an easier thing to tackle. Even with your contacts too.
Oh yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, and we provide food, so like we're giving you more motivation.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be neat to have with the, you know, some of the home businesses talk with some of the more established people as well. I mean, that there's a lot that they can teach them, and that's a great idea. Any other?
I think, well, and that's the other thing that I think is, so another idea that we talked about, and partially because of your conversation at our last meeting, is we have a lot of students and kids and generally people under probably, let's cut it off at 18 or cut it off at 21, that have businesses or they have business ideas. And so let's get all of them in a room together. And so one of the things that I'm working on is a, I don't have a name for it yet, but it will be a youth business license registration program.
Have you talked with the high school and their entrepreneur? Any kids have gone through there? These kids?
My kids aren't in high school yet, but yes, we, one of the chamber's board members is the pre-vocational coordinator at OPRF. And another, at least another two of my board members have served as mentors on their, in their business incubator class program. So the, yes, we have the connections to spread the word and encourage, encourage support. And all the student business entrepreneurs that I've met are extremely driven. They're very curious. They're very willing to talk about their work and ask questions. So I think there is a lot of interest and opportunity and having events and gatherings that are flexible, open. There doesn't need to be a specific deliverable, like you must come out of here with a mentor and a business plan. Like, no, like, you know, being open, you know, providing the space, providing the opportunity, gathering the people together, some basic frameworks like, hey, try to talk to three different people, something like that will goes a long way to spark creativity and energy.
Yeah. So, I will be presenting it next month or whenever we meet again. my draft of this idea, because I'd love to get your feedback on it. I'm thinking no fee or very low threshold fee. They get a business license and then we'll advertise it in the newsletter so that we can talk about Harrison's fishing camp. And if you need to sign up, here's the website. And Harrison is an 18-year-old resident of River Forest. And, you know, and he just wants to, you know, I think the 60, oh, geez, okay. But like, you know, I think that that's something that like that could be the encouragement that he needs to continue with entrepreneurship through his life or help, you know, and formulate those relationships. I don't know. It makes me really excited because it's just it's so like it might be the oomph that somebody needs to get something going that like, I don't know, changes the course of their future education or what.
Well, you know, the thing that's is people who are have run a business or involved with businesses, a lot of them face the same challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go talk to people, labor, things like that, you know, rising costs. And to be able to workshop with those other business owners, as you know, I mean, that's what the chamber's there for. But especially for these guys that are just starting out and wherever they are in their process, I mean, it's invaluable. So,
yeah.
Exciting. I'm looking forward. So we got the networking event, the quarterly, that'll the quarterly event that we'll start back up. The business bash. Any notes on the business bash? Anything that you'd want to change? Anything that might be pretty close to it, but anything that didn't go well? That you were like, I wish we did this different. I didn't see a ton. I mean, I thought it was pretty great.
Internally, from the chamber's point of view, we always wish we could start, we should start promoting sooner, you know, the sooner the better. And also, people are just last minute people in general in this area. So, you know, we'll do our best. But I think continuing to promote and spread the word. And as the event continues, it will keep getting momentum and energy. Operationally, I think we could have had a few more trash cans available toward the end, since the hot dogs were done, but there were still people having ice cream cones and various things, and vendors, you know, breaking down their packing materials after they sold stuff. But that's, you know, that's an
easy
thing
fix.
To sort out. So yeah, there was nothing major, though. The event is always looking for sponsors.
Well, that was the entire marketing budget that Huntington had. So
oh my God, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll thank you.
Figure it out.
You know, putting that out into the ether.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's something when we're getting a little bit closer, when we have more material on it next year that we could circulate so we could hit up people. Okay. Thank you. That's a great update. I thought it was a lot of fun. I encourage everyone to go to the meeting, as you mentioned, the quarterly and the business bash. I mean, for those who are here, Memorial Day. That's the one thing is Memorial Day. I know that it was difficult for some people to get people to work there, as you were mentioning, time and a half and things like that. It is a holiday, and totally get that. But that's, you know, maybe why the home businesses showed up so well, because they're not, you know, they're there for themselves. Other businesses, number six. What do we have? Any updates across the board? I know Tim and you are working on North Avenue.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, well, Tim's not here to present anything. Anything new there?
No.
Okay.
I do have a Lake and Lathrop update.
Okay.
So today was the court meeting, the court date that we had expected. I think I said it was June 1st at the last meeting. It was June 3rd. So President Adichie did go in and talk to the judge. She asked if he could set a firm schedule so that the case can move forward more efficiently. He agreed. The next court date is actually July 9th. We expect there to be a briefing schedule and a trial date to be established at that time. So that's pretty, I think it's considered pretty good progress. The judge, he's always got it on his mind. Is there something we can do about the product? Or, well, President Adichie has on her mind, what can we do about the site itself? And as we're waiting, and the judge clarified again, he stated this before, that no decisions can be made about the property, including demolition or selling of the property, until this matter is resolved. But he hears our frustration. So that's always at the top of President Ducey's notes. He did direct all parties to stop using delay tactics and to fully comply with required filings and subpoena responses. So that was very, very clear. And then, so just that President Ducey will continue to attend the hearings and to advocate for timely and fair resolution.
We're not actually a party
nope.
in this. Yeah, it's just Sedgwick and Wintrust.
Correct. Right. We are not party to this at all, but she is representing the village, obviously, because we have a stake in it. Correct. So
I got a question. What's the best way for me to, I don't want to take time from this meeting, but catch up on like the crux of the issue and the history and how relevant it is, just so that if it does come up, I'm more informed.
First on it.
So if you go to the village website, brf.us, there's a search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Type in Lake and Lathrop. One of the first search results is a status update page. It's called Lake and Lathrop Mixed Use Development. And we have the entire history of the whole thing going back. And there's even PDFs of previous years of information on there. And then this, once this update is published in the newsletter this week, I'll add that to the top of the list. And so you can read certain updates that are on the webpage and then even further. I think going back to 2019 is in PDF at the bottom. There's a lot to read.
It's a good place to start, you know, and get kind of a general update. I'm happy to like kind of go over it with you. Okay, well, here's, I wasn't involved when a lot of that started. I don't know if anyone on, maybe Tim.
Tim, that was it.
Yeah, on this committee was involved. But so we were all kind of playing catch up a little bit ourselves to the situation, but happy to fill you in on if there's any kind of spaces. And that goes for Adam too. But I think that's a good place to start. They've done a pretty good job.
I'll do some homework.
Yeah. And then we can just have a conversation and just like, they said this. I'm like, well, here's why they did that, you know, as far as I understand. Anything on Madison?
Nope. We've received the application. We're working on the application with them. This is typical. We go through the application and make sure that it is appropriate for meeting the code standards that guide this process. So we're working on that at this time. So,
when did they? Sorry, let me just so I have this down in the notes. So we received the official application. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we received the application about 2 weeks ago, I think.
And that has. Forgive me, I don't always get into some of the details like some of the other commissioners do on putting together something like this, but that has what's involved with that? Is that a full plans and specs?
So it's not buildable plans, but there are renderings and some architectural plans that are in there.
So you have a good idea.
That are already on the Madison Street Project website, where we have the front of the building, we have the elevations of the building.
Unit breakdown, stuff like that. Is that everything else is still involved? Any changes from the initial, we talk about the changes or?
At this point, they're still under discussion, so I don't want to go into it too much, but there was conversations about we've talked about it here, the front of the building being activated. And so there was discussion about somehow breaking up the front of the building visually, from an art, more of an architectural perspective. So they're working on revisiting that. There was, a conversation about, on the Ashland side of the corner of Ashland and Madison, doing a cut in to the curb so that there's a door that leads to the lobby at that corner.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a place for someone to pull over and get off, like kind of off the street a little bit.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. For like an Uber driver.
Yeah. Like a 15 minute flashers only, not a parking space kind of. So that's some of the changes.
And then the next process. So it's 2 weeks ago that we received it. How long does it, are we thinking, I'm just trying to get like a general timeline down so that we have like a,
that's a little tricky, but at this point we're thinking that we'll probably do the public hearing in July with the DRB would do the public hearing somewhere in July, but that takes a lot of coordination as well. I have to get a quorum.
That's the next step, the public hearing. There's no back and forth between the village and the developer.
That's happening right now.
Okay, so that is going on at the moment, and the things that those are the things that they're looking at, height units and stuff like that. That's at this point not a ton of conversation there.
No.
Okay.
No. So we had a staff meeting with the developer where we talked about a lot of these things, and that's what they're revising from.
Okay.
From that discussion.
All right. And then their public hearing in July, hopefully, maybe August, because of, you know, people have lives.
Summer's difficult, but we're hoping.
Go ahead. Yeah.
There was a traffic study done. Did those results back?
No, not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will they be available in time for the DRB?
We won't plan the meeting until we have it. Okay. So, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And those results will be made public?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The entire application will be public when we have the public hearing date. So the public hearing date is required to be noticed. Pardon me. I want to say between 15 and 30 days prior to the actual date. And so at that time, we typically post the application with all of the pieces that we're talking about, all the drawings, the traffic study, all of those on the website. School impact. Yep, all that information. Yeah. Well, school impact doesn't usually come up in other development projects, but yes, in this case it has. So there will be those studies and all that whole package will be published on the website when we make it known to the public. This is the date that the meeting is taking place.
Any questions at this point?
Has the village considered pushing out the meeting to August, maybe when everybody's back in town from vacation? You know, July is, you know, a lot of people are going to be away.
This, you're the first person to bring up a concern about that, but
I mean, foreshadowing the things that are going to come back.
Yeah,
I mean, we have not seriously thought about that yet because we don't have a final application yet. You know, if they give me an application tomorrow, I can start to plan the public meeting and then we can have a better date. If they don't give me all of the pieces to the to everything until July 1st, my hands are tied. Then I'm already looking at the last week of July for the meeting anyway, just because of the notices that have to happen. So there, yes, there's flexibility. Are we, you know, we're obviously trying to make sure that the entire village is made aware of this. So, you know,
I mean, I love where you're thinking. I know this is, mm-hmm. I like where your head's at. Like, what are going to be the, you know, some of the things people are going to bring up? At the same time, it's all public. People can go and do their research and they can comment on it. The public comment can be part of this as well.
Yep.
I mean, I think the last thing I want to do is derail things, is, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. but I think we got to continue to think about what are going to be some of the issues people will bring up. You know, that's a perfectly typical one where, quite frankly, there is, it's a matter of intent. People think that there's malicious intent that they would do something in July, but we're just trying to get it going. They'll be like, oh, you're doing it in July because people aren't going to be here to be able to comment. Mm-hmm. To your credit, that is something that might come up, but in my mind, and I don't mind saying so, I think it's ridiculous. We're trying to just get things done. At the same time, we should make sure that everything's done correctly and everyone that's communicated.
Mm-hmm. Through the methods that we've employed thus far, emails, the code requires that a letter be mailed to neighbors of the surrounding property up to 500 or 1,000 feet from the property. That's the code.
Mm-hmm.
We can do more. We probably will.
I think we should.
So everyone's going to get a letter mailed. We did that earlier when we announced this in January. There was no legal requirement to mail everything, but we wanted to make sure that the people who don't open their emails might open a letter that comes in the mail, you know? So we are trying to reach people who aren't on social media, who aren't likely to open an email, and try to get this out there as much as we can.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good that people...
There will be a sign at the property, too.
Yeah.
So, like...
With a little QR code that maybe have... Mm-hmm. I just think it's... I mean, I definitely think it's... We should make sure everyone's concerns are voiced and heard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always going to be something,
mm-hmm.
you know? Someone's always going to have a problem with this or that, so...
Yeah, and all of the comments that are received since we opened it in January are part of the public record. So if you can't make the hearing that has yet to be scheduled, but you look at the application and you put it in writing, not on Facebook, but on one of the methods that the village has established as public record through the survey application that we have or via the email that we set out, then that will be incorporated and provided to the Development Review Board at that public hearing, and they will have the opportunity to study that information as well. Well, I'm sorry, prior to the hearing, so they can read it,
they have the opportunity to review that as they're reviewing the packet. So even if you can't make it to the meeting or you can't speak at the meeting, you have the opportunity to speak to the decision makers electronically.
Any other thoughts on Madison? Cool. Any other business anyone has?
I do have a question. So there's and I don't know if you guys are the right ones to ask for it. On Madison, there's now like a store, what do you call that? Retail mall. And over half of them are empty. There's no Forley signs up. What's going on with that? It's like the smoke shop is left.
Mm.
So that is 7756 Madison.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And we are working with the property owner. The gentleman who owns the convenience store, Puffs.
Yes.
He purchased the strip mall last year. Okay. And so he has submitted an application to my office for to reconfigure some things, and it requires the Zoning Board of Appeals. Mm-hmm. And so we are working through some modifications that he wants. So yes, there is no for rent space right now because he's in a planning phase, okay, if you will, but he has really good plans for that. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be made public soon.
Okay.
Is he taking advantage of our facade? Please.
I told him about it.
Yeah.
And he has bigger plans.
Okay.
But I think he will be.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's for.
Okay.
Oh.
But yeah,
I can't wait to hear about it.
That's a
good question. I was kind of curious about myself. And the Queeners
every
name changed.
The name changed on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sold. The Bright family sold the.
Okay.
I think Mr. I don't know his first name, passed away.
He passed away.
Yeah. And then the wife sold it.
Well, it's also the owner of the strip mall passed away.
Yes, different family.
Yeah, no, right.
Yeah, same people in there, but the name changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool to hear about that. Look forward to it. When do you think we'll have that public knowledge?
Or I should have the application done or the review this week, and then hopefully I'll have the ZBA on board for meeting. So, in the coming weeks. That should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But I can make you guys aware of that meeting schedule when it's published.
Well, just be. How can we help some of these guys? You know, what are they doing? You know, have a kind of an understanding of why they're doing it. What are they doing? And, you know, it sounds like the village is all over it, but for the commission, it's probably a good thing for, you know, again, he seems like he's, I don't know what the plans are, but it sounds like they're great plans. So maybe he doesn't need any help, blah, blah, blah. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Any other business? That you're going back for it. That was a good other business, though.
I wanted to let you all know that Joy Tea is getting close to being opened. It is the tea shop right over here next to River Forest Chocolates. So I don't know if you've ever had, it's the trailer guy.
Yeah.
He usually sits over by Keystone Park. I had some of his tea today. It was really good. So he will be, we just finalized his inspections and he's getting ready to open. So we'll do
nice.
He'll work with Melissa's team at the chamber to do a ribbon cutting soon. So,
get that facade.
Yeah.
We got to start using some of the money.
Have a grant.
Oh, that's right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
We're genius. Yeah. So that's exciting.
There's always people out in front of that trailer, man. People love, my kids love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for him.
He was at the chamber, or the bash as well.
The business bash.
He's on Franklin.
Yeah, right by Dwyer. Whatever. It's really weird. We work out in the guy's backyard sometime right next door, and you could see these little eyes peeking over the. Anyways, it's interesting. It's cool. Good for him.
You know what might be helpful? I've walked down these streets and I know the area somewhat well, but not some areas very well. I mean, we have a big monitor here. It'd be nice to do like a virtual walkthrough for some of these areas. For me, for instance, Madison is less known than North Avenue, Harlem Lake and all that. But just to take a virtual tour and to just walk through and say, hey, this is happening here, this is happening there, he owns that, they're moving that, they need help with that. I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
And can we do that?
We've looked to try to do something like put something like that in the past together. We were going to use another households firm that has a database that can provide all that information. You know, who owns it? You know, what the business is located there and things of that nature. What are you talking about? Just,
I mean, I'm not
what
as,
exactly?
I'm not as concerned about who owns that and who owns this. All I know is that there's a lot of knowledge in this room about a lot of different things, even going on like Google Earth and putting it up while we're talking about some of these businesses would be helpful.
Yes, I see what you mean. So you were just kind of scrolling through it, kind of going down, okay, this one is, here's this business.
Yeah, my first thought when I was starting to hear this was I need to go down to Madison and just walk up and down the street so I'm more familiar with these. But
yeah,
maybe it would be helpful to.
No, that'd be a cool idea. Well, I think that, could we have that as maybe an agenda item? I mean, we got time on some of this. Maybe it's a slower.
It doesn't have to be an agenda item. I mean, I think even your question, we, as fast as Luke can pull it up on the Google images.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that so might that, help provide a little bit of reference. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you can see, yep, this picture might have been taken in 2024.
Right.
But it'll give you an idea of what business we're talking about.
Right.
Sure. I mean, if it would help, we could also
never been
do
to Puff's Discount, so I didn't know what that was.
Oh.
Yeah, all those businesses, there's only Puff's Discounts left and the spa thing. That's why I like was concerned, because there was like a dog grooming, a fitness studio.
The dog groomers
loans.
Were on North Avenue.
Oh.
They're, I forget the address, but yeah, Diamond in the Rough moved to North Avenue. I'd have to look it up. Uh-huh.
Helpful.
But they're still in town, fortunately.
You know, I actually think that's a really great idea. I mean, I think could we make that a line item? I mean, it might be helpful just to, I mean, it would probably take us 10 minutes to go down Madison and to go down Lake. I mean, Madison and North Avenue are the two places. So we have two TIF districts here in town. And you've been part of some of this before, so you might be aware of that. And Madison and North Avenue are those two districts. We don't have one here on Lake. But there's still, obviously, this is a business corridor here. But I think it would be interesting just kind of know, okay, what's going on there. We, in the past, we've spent a lot of time trying to identify different areas for development that we could then talk with a broker or developers and kind of see what their interest is. And one area that's always come up on North Avenue has been that Montessori building. You know, what's going on there? It's a big open space. You know, the other thing is trying to take advantage of what's happening across the street in Elmwood Park. I mean, that whole area by Johnny's is on a Friday night. I mean, that's downtown Chicago. There's new bars there, restaurants. It's, you know, so what can we do to kind of take advantage of that? So there's only so much we can do as a commission, but just knowledge is a good thing, and to kind of go over and have an understanding, like, that's a great little piece of information there. Mm-hmm. What's the plan here and there? And, you know, at least know what the opportunities are if it should come up. It's my belief that I would like to have our, you know, the broker that's working on the Madison property take a look at some of these other places as well for some redevelopment and something that would work with the community. There needs to be some life put into some of these areas, but it sounds like there might be here, so that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Is it just going to be a bigger cigarette situation? I mean, is that, I don't spoil the surprise.
I'm also curious, but I can wait.
Yeah, right. But something to come back for.
I wanted to clarify, Diamond in the Rough is at 7355 West North Avenue.
Okay.
So it's almost.
Is it spelled R-U-F-F?
R-U-F-F, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah.
So he's like right where 73rd Street Court cuts off, like the parking lot by go into Benny's. So he's on, obviously.
Makes sense. All right.
That's all I had.
Well, I appreciate our new commissioners. One of them showed up. Too bad. We'll get Adam here next week. He has to now show up for all the remaining meetings this year to not. No, it'll be fine. If there's nothing else, can we get a move to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Any second?
Second.
I'm going to give it to Matt so we can say that he's in the minutes. Carlin's in the minutes. Second. Matt, all in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.